We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're at the bottom of page Tet Zayin. Gam chibarti lasefer hazeh p'ticha arukah uchava. I also wrote a long introduction. Sham mevo'ar kam alav me'asin ragil avor mishenu nizhar me'isur amar shel lashon hara u'chilut. Over there I explain how many prohibitions and proactive commandments a person will transgress when he is not careful with this bitter prohibition of lashon hara and rechilut. Uchai gavna matzilim b'mishnah nedarim, as we find in the Mishnah in Nedarim and in Tractate Menachos, Ulai ten Hashem shal yedei kach yinagef hayetzer. Maybe by spelling out the prohibition, so then we can knock out the yetzer birotot godel hamuma v'machshela shu'usa lidei dibro. When a person recognizes the downfall that's caused by their speech, so maybe that'll help a person take control. Gentlemen, you're welcome to take copies. Around the bottom of page Yud Zayin. Aside from that, over there you have two more copies. It's well known what it says in the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Noso. If you work hard, the next one. That's it. If you work hard on the words of the Torah, so then Hashem removes from you the Yetzer Hara. So I said to myself, could be that if people work hard looking at this work, that I've gathered the works of the first commentaries, the early commentaries about this, we're on top of page Yud Chet. If people take note of this work, maybe then the Yetzer Hara won't take hold so much in this transgression. And if a person takes a step back from this transgression, so then, in time, a person will develop and be able to take complete control of this transgression. With regards to this transgression, our habit has a tremendous impact. It's a question of habit. Am I accustomed to speaking things that I shouldn't, or can I develop a habit of saying what I'm permitted to say? We have a rule. When a person tries to purify himself, so from above, they support him, they help him out. In this merit, may we merit to see the great Redeemer swiftly in our days. Amen. So the Chafetz Chaim over here also, in passing, he's really saying another big chidush. The Medrash says, he who works hard with the Torah, so then Hashem will remove the Yetzer Hara from him. And the Chafetz Chaim seems to say that if we delve into the halachot of a specific topic, so that helps us conquer the Yetzer Hara of that topic. It's a slightly different idea than what the Medrash said. And that might give us an opening into other areas that we have to contend with the Yetzer Hara. So that's an insight the Chafetz Chaim said in passing, but really, yeah, that's what he seems to say here.
What do you mean, Q phrase that?
The Medrash he quoted simply said that he who delves into Torah, Hashem removes the Yetzer Hara from him. And the Chafetz Chaim is basically saying if you delve into the laws of a specific mitzvah or transgression, then that Yetzer Hara will be removed. It's a little bit different. Let's say a person has the Yetzer Hara for eating non-kosher. So then they'll learn the laws of kashrut, and with time that will help them overcome that Yetzer Hara. Again, the Medrash said it in a general way. The Chafetz Chaim focused it in a specific way. Okay, and with that we finished the Hakdaman. We're up to the Pticha, the opening of the book.